challenges we have from private institutions that are picking off our senior staff.
Correct.
You really represent, you know, a solution to all of those problems.
Well, at least one solution. I think, I know when Joe came on board, Chairman Kennedy, one of the things that he talked about was a compact. And a compact with the state, with the faculty in terms of what faculty need to do, what private donors need to do, what students and their parents need to do, but also what we all need to do as far as leaders. And we are in a difficult time in terms of economic challenges. We all know that. I think the university, we're looking hard at how we define things in terms of different economies of scale, dealing with you know, trying to be more effective, but also dealing with inefficiencies. And clearly, you know, private fundraising is, has grown so much more important. It's been important for the privates for all the reasons we know. But today, for the publics, it's really critical. And it's critical, right, I'm a little bit on my soapbox here, but forgive me. It's critical because public higher education and the University of Illinois is so critical as a national asset of this country, and especially an asset of this state. And so as we go forward, I think this is a message we need to get out. I think Illinois can take the point on this among public higher education, and I think that's the challenge to all of us. So we look forward to working with all of you, and it's great. Thanks.
Appreciate that.
Okay. Thank you, everybody.
Lauren Taylor.
Okay.
Is Lauren here?
Yep, he's coming. You're coming up.
There we go.
Lauren Taylor, President of the Alumni Association.
Lauren, welcome.
Thank you, Chairman Kennedy, President White, President Eikenberry. Good afternoon, everyone, and I thank you for the opportunity to report on the Alumni Association's activities and progress. And it's a privilege to be here this afternoon with my friend and colleague, Sid Misek, from the Foundation. As university-related organizations, the Alumni Association and Foundation work with the university and its campuses to encourage involvement and support among alumni and friends. With a history spanning 136 years, our purpose remains to foster a spirit of loyalty among alumni and to promote the welfare of the university. As you know, the association represents alumni from all three campuses, and it's governed by an exceptional 30-member volunteer board, including the distinguished leadership of Chairman Tom Vogelsinger and Vice Chairman Gary Chico. Midway through our most recent strategic plan, the association has already accomplished or made significant strides in most of our key initiatives, and that's what I'd like to focus on today. Consider that the University of Illinois has over 600,000 living alumni, more than any other university in the country. About 300,000 live in state, and more than 200,000 are concentrated in the Chicago metropolitan area. A year and a half ago, the association introduced a universal membership model that is the first of its kind among major alumni associations. We now extend membership to all alumni and current students, and support our programs through voluntary gifts instead of membership dues. The primary reasons for this change are to increase the involvement and impact of our alumni and to effectively mobilize them in support of the university and each other. The communications and marketing for this model emphasize each campus's distinct identity as well. To date, this initiative has been very well received by alumni and has prompted much interest and excitement among our peer institutions. We continue to have the most life members of any alumni association, so now, without question, this is the largest alumni association in the country. One of the significant ways in which we are engaging more alumni is by uniting the strength of their numbers through the Illinois Connection Advocacy Network. What was once a small, selective program housed within UI Central Administration is now part of the Alumni Association. Since that move in 2008, the number of alumni and student advocates has grown from 250 to 4,500 and counting. In addition to hosting informational forums and coordinating email campaigns, Illinois Connection planned the university's first combined alumni and student lobby day here in Springfield. Volunteers, well-versed on issues affecting higher education and the university, visited every legislative office of the General Assembly in early April. Many have credited Illinois Connections' efforts, at least in part, to the passage of this year's first capital bill in nearly a decade, and to the outpouring of concern and support for continued MAP grant funding for students. Also, we are home to one of the only alumni career centers in the country that offers comprehensive services just for alumni. In response to our graduates who have been impacted by the economic downturn, we have expanded their access to many of our services for free. If you look back to our original strategic planning document from 2005, and in fact, for many years before that, the Alumni Association has consistently asserted that accomplished alumni can be of valuable assistance to the university in a variety of ways through their leadership, honest feedback, and wise counsel. As mentors, advisors, and advocates, even as members of governing boards, alumni have much to contribute. That's because they have a lifelong vested interest in the welfare of their alma mater. The Alumni Association is proud to serve as a resource to this state and to the university by identifying world-class alumni to help guide this institution to its great aspirations. As we move forward with our university partners, here are some key areas we'll be focusing on: increasing alumni inclusivity and engagement, developing an effective strategy for federal advocacy, optimizing our technology to maximum benefit, and facilitating alumni feedback and volunteer service. So I thank you for your time and attention today. We appreciate your support for the Alumni Association on behalf of both the university and the alumni family, and I invite you to participate in any of our programs and events. Thank you again for your attention. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Warren.
None appearing? Thank you.
Thank you.
Do the I think at this point we'd ask the student trustees if they'd like to comment a special way on today's meeting.
Thank you, everyone. The November board meeting is always a source of pride for the UIS community, and this year it means much more to us than many years in the past. For some of you, this is the first time you've ever visited our campus, and we all know that first impressions mean a lot. I really hope that you have enjoyed your time here at what I think is the hidden gem of the U of I system and the school that really fills in the gaps in the U of I bigger picture. We have our large land grant institution, our amazing urban university, and our small liberal arts university in the state capital. They all complement each other quite well and give the students of Illinois a great opportunity to continue their education. I really appreciate all of you taking your time out of your busy schedule to come here early or stay late to take campus tours and really get to know this institution. I do want to mention our alumni awards dinner that took place last week at the Lincoln Library. We had a great turnout and recognized some amazing people who have not only contributed back to UIS, but also the greater community, state, and nation. We awarded the Alumni Achievement Award to Gordon Hedell, who is a 1975 master's graduate in public affairs program, and he has an incredible life story. Currently, Gordon is the Inspector General of the United States Department of Defense. And before that, he was the Inspector General for the United States Department of Labor. His story is truly inspiring. He started his career in 1971 in the Secret Service and was quickly relocated to the Springfield area. It was at that time that he decided to pursue a master's degree and came to UIS. Some of his duties in the Secret Service included being the head of security for the vice president, and in fact, he was also Vice President Gore's bodyguard and went everywhere with him, from running to around the world traveling. I got a chance to talk to Mr. Hedell, and he is truly a nice man who has done great things for our country that most people could not even imagine doing. While on the topic of government, I wanted to tell you all that a few people here in the UIS community just finished going through a great process 2 weeks ago that in which makes the United States the great place it is today. The ceremony that took place a few weeks ago officially made some of our own UISers citizens of our great country. One of these people is in our presence, sitting right behind me at the table, and she is the chair of our campus senate, Ms. Tifen Ting. If you see her after the meeting, please congratulate her on this amazing achievement. While people become citizens often, it is great to see some of our own people become citizens, especially after all the hard work they have contributed to our society. I also wanted to recognize the fact that UIS's extension in Peoria just opened a new downtown location in order to consolidate both the graduate and the undergraduate programs in one location. The Peoria Center had been located in East Peoria for 34 years, and teachers from a range of majors travel to Peoria weekly to teach mostly night classes to that community. One last thing, as we all know, this is President White's last board meeting. I want to thank him for all of his hard work during his tenure. President White has helped us get through most of our huge Brilliant Futures campaign and will continue helping our university in that task until it is complete. I wish you and Mary well and really appreciate everything you have done in making this school a better place. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Derek.
Well done, Derek.
All right.
I'd like to begin thanking everyone who helped make the campus tour, the banquet last night, and the rest of this meeting a great success. I'd also like to extend a thank you, much like Mr. Felix, to President White for the time and service that you have dedicated to the university. As Mr. Taylor mentioned, Governor Quinn visited our campus last month, and he worked with students who unified to put on a successful letter drive, which brought the MAP grant back and helped many students remain at this great university. Last year, I took a genetics class and vividly recall one of my professors who made references to his research in papaya on an almost daily basis. A little background about papaya. Hermaphroditic papaya is the only that tastes good. However, you don't know how it'll turn out until you finish growing it. I'm happy to say that earlier this week, Professor Ray Ming received a $1.3 million grant to continue his research into the genetic manipulation of hermaphroditic papaya, which has the potential to significantly impact the entire industry. At the risk of jinxing and jeopardizing the football team's recent success, I'll refrain from commenting on their current winning streak.
Noted.
I didn't mean to. Finally, the basketball team went undefeated in its preseason exhibition and will begin a promising season tomorrow against SIU Edwardsville. Again, I'd like to thank President White and everyone here at UIS for making this a great meeting. Thank you.
Thank you for this opportunity to speak, Chairman Kennedy. That was a little hard to match those speeches, but I'll try my hardest. First, I'd like to thank you very much, President, and I hope to keep in contact with you as much as possible. I'm going to tell you about our campus a little bit. Recently, we've had many positive changes occurring at UIC. For the first time ever, many professors teaching 100 and 200 level courses provided midterm grading. This played an enormous role indicating how students performed academically thus far. Another first was Chancellor Alamiris hosted a UIC student leadership reception at her home with almost perfect attendance of the invitees. In addition, Governor Quinn held a town hall meeting at UIC while traveling around the state to support the MAP grant. Four of my fellow UIC student leaders had an opportunity to speak and tell their personal stories, which brought some emotion to the cause and encouraged more people to support the restoration of MAP grant for its students. Finally, our campus hosted the American Student Government Conference, attended with students from over 40 universities around the country. Obviously, we had many wonderful events held on our campus, but nothing demonstrated more enthusiasm than the students willing to apply and nominate others and themselves to serve on the search committee to the president. Thank you for the opportunity to provide these updates and involve the students on my campus.
Thank you very much, Stan. So I think we're going to go to the public comment section. I think we have three individuals scheduled to address the board. The first is Jerry Dunn.